Tov Mem Vav Sif Dalet. Motza Pasuk Pesach Rebeis Soy Ben Yudaya Im Hucham Mitzvah Matzah. So we had this before, this idea that their bread was baked in such a way that looked very fairly similar. Chametz and matzah look fairly similar. And you can't tell what it is. So Mutzah Filah Bachila. So the more introduces an idea that we can assume that all chametz was removed from the home, like you're supposed to. And therefore, if you find bread over here, this bread is probably bread which is came there recently. That's called basr. It's the latest thing which is there. And the latest thing which is there was matzah, so this is matzah. Vimahu ma'upesh harbe, if it's very moldy. Shiyafshalo lihisapesh kolkach mishenichlus ha'pesach. Where it would not have time to develop that type of mold since the beginning of Pesach. So now it's Vadihu Chometz. Vim Ovru Mimea Pesach, Shinuch Lotla Shinis Apesh Mishinichus Apesach, Arato. If enough time has passed in Pesach, it's later in the Yom Tov already, it's the sixth day, seventh day, that it could have started to turn moldy already since Pesach started. So then, im onul noegim lefes bepesach pas cham b'chol yom, if they bake regularly, tell lahokal filim huma upesharbe, we can make a tliya that it's mutter, even though it's fairly moldy. Shadu tell him lever can be said the following: b'chol yom off a pas cham when the son of Allah v'fichah hebra he's apesh. As you bake the new fresh bread, which is hot, and you put it in the bread box. In the matzah box, right? So the heat, the warmth, facilitates the growth of all of this this mold, which will grow more quickly because of the warmth. So the Mishnah Berurah base.
It seems strange to me that he starts out by giving a blanket heter. The first line, everything's okay, eat it. And now I'm coming to add some details where maybe you don't have to worry so much about eating it.
Well, it's the other way around. The first line was a heter.
Yeah.
Then he had a qualification, but if you know for sure that it's ma'opish, that indicates that it was there from before Pesach, right. It's vare chametz. And now I'm going to give you a case where it's ma'opish and still it's mutter.
Is that what I'm
saying? What does ma'opish mean?
Well, it's moldy. And he'd said before when it's...
Okay, I read it wrong. Yeah.
Where
I'm in Tef and Bov, Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yud Beis. Ben Yudaya, Dinza Hulafi Minig Zmanim, this was all corresponding to what was their custom. She opened matzahs over ksas, the matzahs were a little bit thicker. V'lohoyer chalukim b'torom mikikoris shel chometz. They looked basically the same as the chametz bread. The chametz bread and the matzah bread looked fairly similar, like we had before, that you had these piles of... You weren't sure to take from the chametz pile, the matzah pile. I mean, that whole thing doesn't sound relevant to us. They all look this in our world of loaves of bread and very flat matzahs. Buster basis. So you give them a week. Look at the latest thing. All chametz has been removed, and all we're using right now is matzah. First of all, what's been used lately has been matzah. And furthermore, all chametz has been removed. Therefore, we would assume this is from the matzah, which is what's been used around here lately. You found it maybe off to the side in this little crevice or something like that. Which you could say, aha, maybe this is something which got missed in the bedika, and it's really chametz. So ein chashish and shema lo ro oisah be'shas bedika. We're not mechuyed to be chashish that maybe he missed that spot during the bedika, and there was really chametz there. Shminestam bodak kedina bechard nistalken commission is barely able to simtav lamigim. We can assume the person did his bedika properly, which required him to check into the cracks and crevices. But v'dafka kishaguma magula, but most possible guma she'ena nearest the color. It actually was a guma which was not so obvious. Kigon shemotze b'charitz ubashuli hateva. There was a crack all the way at the bottom of a box. Mechusa Bekarshe Shuli Hateva, there were boards there which covered over the crack. Vananir Lakol, it's not obvious to all people that there's something there. So it's possible that the person who did Bedika didn't notice the crack, and then the item in the crack, because there's boards over on top of it. You'd have to destroy it immediately. He quotes over here from the Ben Chananel that the Ber Lochah sets up Mutar Filo Bechila, Dozin Bosabasa, that one. He says a fascinating piece that the Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh all Hishmitu Din Zelagam. This is a Gemara. It's a Farshah Gemara. It's Bechlal not mentioned at all in the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. Now that's you know, it's like totally strange that you have a Gemara and you have the three basic Amudei Haroah that the Beis Yosef says in the beginning of the beginning his introduction to Beis Yosef or Chaim that the three main Amudei Haroah and Klal Yisrael are the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam. You hear the Rif, the Rosh, and the Rambam, all three ignore a Gemara. So the Achronim, you know, all have different discussions trying to make explanations for this. So that the Ber Locha, in the Ben Chananel should be a Deino. In the Ben Chananel, which we now have, Asher Yotze Ke'es La'or Beses Hashem Yisborach, which he, we now were zeichet to find that manuscript, so we now have it. Yotze La'or just came out. Just came out to the light of day. Kassel ahead by Suya and then that Gemara, the Beit Chanan writes, "Shekol Ikra Din Zeh Hurak Ala Acher Pesach Ayin Sham." So, in other words, this Taliyah that we're going to do, that Yehu Basar Basra is a heter on the Isser of Chomash Shavuot of Pesach, which is Nisad the Rabbanon. Chazal said Bitoilu, but during Pesach, with the moving time, that makes sense. Shal Teich a Pesach Shuk Bikares Lav Mekelina Kuli Hai Lechol Davar Shuk Chashash Chomash Gomer. To be matter during Pesach, which is a chiyuv koras, we wouldn't rely on this order. Rak malachar Pesach shumi rabbanon after Pesach the rabbanon. Afilu mandam reshut the rice, even like the Tanna tells us the rice, the kabbana in bekoras, the kuliyam is definitely not chayv koras. So that's when it's mutter. So the Mishnah Berurah says, but after the Mishum tamzeh shmitu asher rishanim. That's why the other rishanim left it out. L'hayy brira l'hu davar zeh. If it's referring during Pesach or after Pesach, they left it out because they weren't clear on how to learn the Gemara. L'maisa, bavada en l'chokol b'secha Pesach, k'neged Rabbeinu Chananel. He feels you cannot be mekel during Pesach, rely on the din of the mechaber during Pesach, which is against the Pharisee Rabbeinu Chananel. Shekol devorav heim divrei kabbalah. The Ramban writes about that the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel was the transition generation from the Ga'onim to the Rishonim. And all of everything he writes really is based on the Masara from the Ga'onim, and the Ga'onim really, they're, you know, they have the Masara from the Baalei Gemara. So if the Ben Chanan writes that, means we assume that he had this Masara. So Rabban writes this in general about the Ben Chanan, that everything he says is different Kabbalah. Different Kabbalah means they have it from Masara from the generations prior. So it's very, you don't argue, you don't take, you take a Ben Chanan very seriously. So Mishnah Berurah holds that you cannot be mekel connected this Rabbeinu Chananel with the Mechaber not making a mention at all of it. It's interesting. So over here, the Chazon Ish writes that like the Pashup Shat in the Gemara is somewhat during Pesach. And that's the halacha lemaisa would be mutter during Pesach, you know, if we'd have such matzahs and such chametz. Because more doesn't make any difference to mention of after Pesach, etc. And he explains the Ben Chananel differently. Okay. Simon Tov Mem Zayin. Tov Mem Zayin is somewhat of the parallel Simon to Tov Mem Beis.
Charitz
is a crack. Okay. Din Torah was chametz b'secha Pesach. Mixtures of chametz during Pesach, what's that? So they have. Chametz b'Pesach Aleph. Chametz b'Pesach oisir taruftoi. Chametz, which gets mixed in Pesach into a mixture, made in the middle, whether it mixes with other bread, which is say, the same min as it. Bein shalom b'minu, it gets mixed into other foods, which are different than it. The iser is b'mashahu. Any amount of chametz gets mixed in, makes the whole terubis asur. Okay. Now, Mishabur will discuss why is that so. Normally, the shear for iser is shishim, or sometimes it's roiv, sometimes it's shishim. Why over here are we machmer b'mashahu? That the Mishnah will talk about. Afilu the Hanoah, and that Isra applies not only to Echila, but even to Hanoah, which is not a Chiv Kordis, you cannot have any benefit from this, the Chometz which is here. Hagoah, but certainly for Isra, you have to burn the whole item, even though the amount of Chometz in it is minimal, you have to burn the whole item. And we don't say the following. Why don't you like this to say, listen, the value of this item is, this food over here is $5. The vast majority of it is peso. The chometz adds 15 cents to its value, now it's worth $5.15. So take 15 cents, throw it out, sell to the goy for $5. Because the other part is not really awesome. So I can eat. I can get hanoah from that part, and it's sold to the goy. So it's gone. I'm not getting hanoah from the chometz, which I shouldn't do because that amount of money I threw out. So he's saying you don't do that. Now there are some places where you could do that. The Rambo is saying that you cannot do that, but rather you must burn it. Miu kalim shenisbashel behem kalim which chometz was cooked in mutar la'achra pesach ve'en tzrichim shvira oy hagol. After Pesach the kalim are permitted, and we do not need to do a hagola for the fact that there was chometz in them in Pesach. Okay. Within taruva taruvtoy kedin shar taruvas. We do draw parallels between other mixtures and the mixture of Pesach. Ella, but the difference is Shemasha Oysa B'Shar Taruvas Pachas Mishishim Oysa B'Chametz B'Mashahu. Other mixtures you need a ratio of less than 60, 1/50, 1/40, 1/30. That's what means Pachas Mishishim. The ratio is less than 1 to 60. So that which other items prohibit. Ratio 1 to 60, or we would call it greater, the Bechomets is also B'mashu. Alim B'shara Terubas Lohoye Tzarek Shishim. Other scenarios of mixture, you would not require Shishim. In other words, because we said there wasn't absorption all the way, it's the only Shishim. Rather, Klipa, and Atilas Mokum. Certain types of cases of mixture, the Lohoye is. You need to either do klipa, you take off a klipa is a layer, the tila is mokum, you take off a thicker layer. Mechametz kain, you don't say that also is b'mashahu. So you mix in something into a liquid mixture. So in liquids they mix, so you need shishim. Two hot items touch each other. That's not chometz, but other isur. So they're touching, but they're both hot. So we say it doesn't absorb throughout the whole item; it only absorbs on the outer layer. So the chometz also be the same thing. That's what happened with chometz, and something which is pesedik. There wasn't liquid; it was just touching, was hot. So that touching would absorb in the outer layer. You'd cut that away, and the rest of the item you could use. We don't assume the chometz. It spread itself out through the rest of all of the food. So sometimes the amount you have to take off is called klipa, which is a thin layer. Sometimes it's called Tehillas Makom, which is a thicker layer. So Abba Chabad's Ket. Now, he gives you some examples. Shem Shecham Becham B'lo Reitziv Dai B'Klipa K'Shar Yisur. If you have two hot items, one of Chometz and one of Pesedik, would touch each other with no liquid involved. So it's just absorbing from the direct touch. So Dai B'Klipa. So over there, that situation, just like by all these Yisurim, Klipa is enough. So we're also Kishari sermon. The Mishnah Berurah is actually over the locus of the Vaishari sermon. The Shira is not Klipa, it's Natila. Klipa is that you have to take up a layer which is thick enough that it will stay. That's what I'm looking for. It will keep its integrity. It will, if you cut off a layer, it'll stay intact as a layer as opposed to start crumbling, and so thin it'll start crumbling. That's called Klipa. Netila is k'ovi etzba. It's the thickness of a finger, that thick. So or that distance, the same distance. So that's much thicker. That's the sheer netila k'ovi etzba.
Klipa relative to what you know, the consistency of the.
Well, klipa is only relevant by some ways. It's two hard items.
In terms of how thick,
I mean, if something was just, I don't. I mean, that's the share they give. Like, I think most hard items that would work. You know, something is a little bit not as a piece of meat probably would not be as keep its integrity as well as a piece of raw meat as an apple. I say, I don't know. Right. But I think the share probably remains the same though. If you have a loaf of chametz and a loaf of matzah which are both hot, touch each other. There's no oil there or fatty item, because fats help fat helps bliyas move through foods, the fattiness. So, if there's a fatty, one of the two items is Dover Shomin, has fat in it, we say that the Belia will spread more throughout that than just the original outer layer. It's called Pipua. But there wasn't anything there to create Pipua, so it's not going anywhere, it's just staying in the outer layer. Leoser Ella Mokum and Agia. Magol b'vad, as long as also the place where it touches. Fishanim avliyos, it doesn't spread.
What does the term mean?
Pipua is a concept of that if one of the items is fatty, so either one of them actually we hold it works either way. So if you have cheese, hot cheese, hard cheese, it's not, you know, it's not, there's nothing liquid there, but it's hot, touches a piece of meat, even if it's a lean meat, but the fattiness of the cheese allows it, when it gets absorbed into the meat, to go through the whole meat, not just on the outer layer. Mm-hmm. So that's called pipua. Okay. We already have a lot of information in the sieve. Let's just, you know, throw on the ramuam and go for the gold, right? Okay, now, there's a law called Recha Milsa. Within Recha Milsa, the Yantavsh Yesh Bechomets, Im Shar Tavshilin. Yesh Bechilim Bechomets, Shar Tavshilin, Hoyo Mutzer Beshar Yisur. Recha is, in a case of a person in an oven, he roasts something which is fatty. So even if there's no splatters, nothing touches from the iser to the heter, but since it's in that type of the strong smell which the roasting item puts off, goes into the other item. So So we say the fattiness of that allows the smell and the flavor to go into the heter item. So in cases where we don't say Recha Milsa, so we don't say Recha Milsa by Chometz either. That's what some people say. Now we pass Midiyavid Recha Lav Milsa, that if there's no actual touching and no splattering, just absorbing that smell doesn't have a halachic significance, not Aser, by Shari Sir. What's the pshat? The pshat is, you know, we understand that how the smell works. Smell works because there's minute molecules of the item which break off during the cooking process, and that's what generates the smell. So really, it's a mashu of that item. But other shrimp don't answer for mashu. But now, chometz, we said, does answer for mashu. So what do we say about, what do we say regards to Recha Milsa? There's a mashu of the chometz in there. So in the places, some say we're in the places where it's also mutter by Shari Surim, Recha Lav Milsahi, so by Pesach also. The mashu miu ika, but there is a mashu. So if chometz is also a mashu, so by chometz we should say Recha Milsahi. It's only true of the mice. We're talking about there was the range was such that Recha was there actually was a Recha, but we pass in Recha la Milsahi. But a scenario where it's not because the Recha the tanner is open, and therefore the flavor spreads. See, even if you hold Recha, then even if you hold Recha Milsahi over there, it's la Milsahi. It doesn't have the concentration of the smell that's strong enough to create an iser. So in those scenarios where you have an open oven, etc., that we hold that the kuli alma, you have Recha Milsahi over here, you're masking Recha Lav Milsahi, so my Pesach also be mutter. Okay. Let's see. Bishop Brewers. See what we can get through over here. Aleph, Chometz and Pesach. Midrash Avi Chometz Kishari Sirim Sheni Sarvu Shena Oysen Taruvton El Kedei Litan Tam B'Taruvus. Midrash Avi the shear of Isser Chometz is only up to the flavor when it flavors. Tana Washishim, which is up to 60. The Chazal have a Masura Chazal Mashayer. Learn from a pasuk according to Mumshat Limor that normally a flavor will extend itself to another item, up to a ratio of 1 to 60. So that's Midrash. El Shecham Echmir, but Chacham Ramach, they said no, that Chimadis Mekaritz will be dealing with Nekosh, Kulishata, since A, it's a Chiv Karas, and B, people are constantly involved in eating it the whole year. So we need to create greater Gedorim to stay away from it. Therefore, Chazal Asr Ibn Mashu. Furthermore, we assure him the Mishum Davidavashi Yesh Tamatirin, Nachra Pesach, Kilkamon, Sefer Alf. There's a concept in halacha called Davar Sheyesh Lamatirin. If I have an item of Isser which gets mixed up into Heter, and I have a way to make it the whole thing mutter without relying on Bittul. So Chazal said you can't rely on Bittul, just let the heter happen, and that'll be mutter anyway. Why should you rely on bittul and eat the iser through bittul if I can make the whole thing mutter? So the Mor said that'll be true in a case where the heter happens automatically. So muksa is not bittul on Shabbos. You have an egg which is muksa on Yom Tov. It was Bei Shanol to be Yom Tov. Name of the Masechta, right? Bei was born on Yom Tov. It's muksa. Gets mixed into other eggs which are not were from a four Yom Tov, which are heter. You know, and eggs are on Yom Tov are not muksa because you can cook on Yom Tov, but nayla is a problem on Yom Tov. So beish and other Yom Tov is a problem. So the more is that even if it gets mixed into 1,000 eggs, fill the elephant bottle because davar sheyesh matirin is not bought. Just wait till after Yom Tov will be mutter. So Mishmur gave us three reasons why we're more machmer. It's a chiv chorus. A, people are not people are accustomed to eating it. They don't normally keep a distance from it. And number three, because the Rosh Hashanah material. Okay. So you're still going to have to add a kinesh and davreshesh matirin. Just want to point out one thing: davreshesh matirin, which is a filling of elephantly bottle, that's only loch and min bimino. But min b'sheino mino is bottle b'shisha, because hayoyis the logic of min b'sheino mino is it removes the flavor. It makes it like it's not there. So with the davreshesh matirin, it's not there. It has zero significance. Whereas min b'mino, where the flavor is all the same, right? So there the issue is we're discussing the item, the actual body of the item. So listen, why should we rely on the bittul of the body of the item if I can eat a beheter by wait a few, you know, another day? Whereas over here, the min b'mino, which we say, I know, oh, the item's there. No, it's not. You see, it doesn't taste anything. So that itself generates a beheter like it's not there.
What?
Min b'sheino mino is davar sheyesh lo matirin. Min b'sheino mino is bottle b'shisha. By Pesach, it's not. So even if you tell me that the logic is because davar sheyesh lo matirin, and that's why it's oyser b'mashahu, that still won't explain min b'sheino mino. It won't explain min b'mino. Tashi, you're going to have to say again, because of the chumra of Pesach, they gave the din of davar sheyesh lo matirin, even the case of min b'sheino mino. You're still going to have to add another swirl. B'mashu. So the issue is B'mashu. Now that's the Rabbanan. V'hechad ha'ika oyd harbet starim l'hok. Let's see if other calculations why it should be mutter. That's the Pekinah Ha'shiltos. We rely on the opinion of the Sefer Shiltos, which is one of the Goinim. The Sefer that he passes the Chometz. B'Pesach Shabbat L'Shari Surim D'Bashishim. He passes not like that one in the Gemara and the Shira Shishim. So we're not going to rely on that opinion. But in case there are other good calculations, why do we matter? We rely on the opinion of the Shiltas to make. Well, that's what the Mishapura says. It's interesting, the Mishapura a lot of times parallels the language of the Berhetev and the Shari Tshuva on this din of the that he says over here about the Shiltas, the case where there are the other side of the Hakel, you rely on the Mordechai that says that you rely on the Shiltas. It's a quote from the Chag Yaakov. Then he says, Arizal Kosev Anizer Mimashu Chometz HaPesach Mubzalai Shalayat HaKotcham. Person who's careful not to have even a mashu of chametz the whole Pesach is guaranteed that he will not do any berries the whole rest of the year. So, like Mishmur just stops short of that. He says it's about, we're talking about the Mishishim. You know. That's it. The Berhetev, when he brings that piece, he brings that from the Chag Yaakov. And he adds that the Rizal says yes, that's true. It's mutter rikar the Mishnah. No, a person who's careful not to eat any chametz at all is guaranteed he won't do any berries. So it would have to mean, I don't know about you, but I must have had some chametz on Pesach. Because, I don't know, I can't tell you that I made it through since Pesach without doing any avers. A little bit disappointing to think about that. Okay. So he says, so the Rambam said you have to burn the whole thing, you can't throw the value away to the Amalek and sell the rest. This is coming to the exclusion of the opinions which say that you throw the value away to the yam, so you're not getting any benefit from that. Then you can either sell it or give it the whole thing to goy, because you got no benefit from that piece, because that piece you threw the value out. That's what that opinion holds. And for the Rambam is saying, no, look, Cameron came to my so we don't hold like that. We hold that you can't do that. You have to burn the whole thing. Okay. But that the according to the cost of the mokum has a golomoid. It's our lisa v'kol. In case there's a tremendous loss, we do not need to lisa v'kol. Rather, yimker kulo the nokri chutz min demei isur shaboy. This idea that these person we just quoted say sell, so $5 of chumas makes into this thing which is worth $3,000 of flour. So take $5 and throw it into the yam, and then sell the flour and get the value of the flour. I'm assuming the flour is paste like a flour. It's a tremendous loss. So you sell it except for that value. Since a person is not getting paid for the iser, he's not getting any benefit from it. If the value of the chometz beforehand was $3,000, and the value of the pesedik of flour was $3,000, and the value of the chometz is $15, and the goy gets $3,015 worth of items only for $3,000, so the Jew didn't get any payment for the chometz part. You're not getting paid for the chometz part. It's not called you being the henna from chometz. Right, so in a case where you had a keder which is which became also a mashal chomos got mixed in, and now some amount fell out from that into the next keder, so we could say, listen, if we assume that the flavor was spread evenly, so there's some flavor of chomos which is into the new keli and also the new food. And that's our super mashu. If we don't look at it like that, we say, well, chances are, when he poured off into that other container, wasn't the chometz part; it was the pesach part. Chometz is a mashu, right? So, what do you do over there?
So we're talking about a solid, because with a liquid, when you assume there's mixed,
even if you assume that it's mixed, when you're talking about something which is super mashu. So there's a minimal amount to say they said then divided up and spread itself evenly throughout the whole thing. So you know, halachically we assume that, but maybe it could be that's the chumrah. When now it mixes it into another food, because then maybe we could argue that really what mixed in wasn't from the issur.
Interesting.
So he talks about that over there in Tavsam Azayin. Kalim. Then he said, Kalim, she's bashal behem. Then we'll have to pay so without hagol. Even if the Isser, they went and they cooked in this pot chometz of a Jew a large amount on Pesach, and Mamish absorbed it. It's mutar to Pesach. Why should Oskar and Ben Yoyman? They're no longer within their original 24-hour period, which means that they are they're not flavorful, and then they're mutar. And the whole reason why we ask her ain't been a yarmen, the flavor of a pan which has not been a yarmen, is because gzeira that you might come to use a ben a yarmen. So he says over here, beloy shayach lemigzer hacha otu ben a yarmen, does a kol mutter. The definition after it's Pesach already, there's no ben a yarmen. If I wait after Pesach, say, listen, the chometz which is in the there during Pesach is older than 24 hours. If I cook chometz in it now, it's mutter gomer. So what am I being geyser? See, if I allow the person to eat nevela, gets, you know, there was an animal which wasn't shetted properly. They didn't realize it and they cooked it in the pot, and after they realized the problem. So we allow him to say, wait, if we would allow him to say, listen, wait 24 hours, the flavor is not considered significant, it's considered a bad flavor, it's not a good flavor, and therefore you'd be allowed to use that pot, cooked in that pot without doing anything else. I mean, right, so that would be true. But we're afraid that what happened is, the guy will say, well, but next time I'll do that, I'll say, well, okay, now I can cook in the pot without doing 24 hours. Something fresh. So if I can use the pot which I cooked in the veilin there 2 days ago, I can use the pot which I cooked in the veilin right now. So I said, well, if I use the pot which there was chametz from 2 days ago in it, I can use the pot right now with chametz. Yeah, it's after Pesach. The gzera is not shy. So this scenario, we say the kalim are mutter after Pesach because it's not shy gzera, and it's always after 24 hours. When you do let them sit, you have to remove any visible chametz. But there's always a Bar Yorbei Motzei on a flavor of chametz which is absorbed in a wall of a pot. Okay, is a case where two items which are hot.
How did this case get to be?
What?
How did the case of Dalin get to be?
By mistake, the person cooked in the pot on Pesach chometz, the real chometz. It's definitely possible. Now he says, in a case where Cham B'Cham B'Lo Reitzev touched, Dimhoya Zeh Im Reitzev, if there was gravy there, there was liquid there, the Shari Surim B'Shishim, then already the Shir is not Klippa, because the liquid it's sitting in the liquid, so it's going to move it throughout the food. Then the Shir is Shishim. We say move it out throughout the food, and you need Shishim to move out to it. Whatever by everyone else is shishim, over here it's a b'mashu. It's a type of klipa. Lav dafka, the b'chamer is not using the language of klipa specifically, as opposed to netila, saying it's sufficient taking off a layer, but the chamer chamer l'roit of dinah b'kitzli, we came along the boy netila. What you need over there is not a shear of a thickness of a klipa. It's the thickness of the reichiv of an etzba. So this width over here, however wide that is, but that wide. Then he said, or if a kikar of chometz touch a kikar of matzah, and they're both hot, mishneim chamin, shayat zoledes b'hem, they're hot enough that yad would be zoledes. That's called hot. So then over there. And there's nothing which is mefafeya, so then the shear is klipa. Now the real law deals with the two cases, really the same case. Cham b'cham, and also a case of hot chomes and hot matzah. I mean, that was the case of cham b'cham. So that's the real law's question. Mechinim noga. He brings up potential terrors on the question. So if they're both hot, shiatz letters, but if ain't shom, there's nothing which is mafafeya. Lafuki shim yesham davar mafafon. There's something which will fatten them and allow them to spread. If you had pasted matzah, you made a matzah kugel. Sheish bo shuman, it has fat in it. Shenoga b'chometz, and it touched chometz. So that's a kugel. The whole matzah becomes asur. Why? Because you'll say the chometz will spread throughout the whole thing. Now why? The chometz isn't fatty. Those who shamnuna shall heter shemokam ago, the fattiness of the heter item in the place of contact between the isser and the heter goes and umafatim is tam mashu chometz and iflitz gives the flavor of the chometz, the mashu of the flavor of the chometz, a fattiness to it. Then it spreads out throughout the whole heter. Just fatty things spread out the flavor when they're hot. Their flavor has a cut to spread. Now another matzah touches that one. We don't see the pipua goes to the next matzah. The klipa is enough, or you can just sell it to a guy. Okay. Sorry.